Welcome and to our John Deere press conference. Really appreciate that you could come out here today. We really do have a major announcement to talk about the future. And in just a second, I'm going to have Jerry Rail, who is our director of Coordinated Farm and Worksite, and he is going to talk about our new suite of services called John Deere Farm Site. You'll see that you have a media packet. We have a press release in there. We have an FAQ. You'll see a graphic in there that you're going to see that map with the press releases, with a lot of the publicity we do with this suite of services. And then there's also a brochure in there that will give you some background. Finally, if you'll check the press release out, if you want more information, we're going to have a John Deere / farm site website specifically for this, so you can get even more information with that. So at this time, I want to introduce to you Jerry Rail, and he's going to explain what John Deere Farm Site is.
Thanks, Barry, and good morning. John Deere Farm Site is really all about innovative solutions that are brought about from integrated wireless solutions that bring more productivity and help manage farm inputs for our growers. This is innovative for us, but before I get into really a lot of details on John Deere Farm Site, I'd like to talk about why. And I don't think it's any surprise to this group really what's going on in agriculture, not only in the U.S. and Canada, around the world. The macro insights indicate with the growing population, with the demand for richer diets, the need for additional productivity is out there, and certainly driven by commodity prices. If you look at the U.S. and Canada, our farm cash receipts and balance sheets remain strong going in through 2014, and global competition, though, will always be there. So that exchange is down to a number of things that we also see going on out to 2018. In order to get to the need to grow more food, we'll need to have technology to help enable that. There will also continue to be biofuels that will be demanding some of our product, and there will be more environmental impacts that, like this year with Interim Tier 4. But the impact of really farmers is the transition from higher capacity machines to really smart machines, where we'll use wireless technology to manage information, allowing us to more easily do variable rate applications. So there's a tremendous amount of compelling reason why we need to use even more advanced technology than what we have today. So let me talk just a little bit about technology and agriculture. I think there's no surprise where we've been is guidance, providing steerable tractors, automatic guidance, everything from parallel tracking to sub-inch accuracy. That's brought tremendous return for our farmers. As we continue over to the right on this graph, there's the opportunity to even bring more to the bottom line. Some of our ag consultants would tell us that we can get a 10 to 20% increase in yield without additional input costs through utilization of variable rate applications. So precision farming is also one of those items today that's within our group at where I'm a part of that is critical to the growing additional production. But the third area is really enabled by telematics. And a few areas that I'd like to talk about telematics. First of all, the ability to use telematics to optimize machines. We'll talk about that just a little bit more. But also in the terms of logistics management. And finally, just making decisions easier for our farmer customers. Taking a look at the farming customer and looking at the operations that he's faced with throughout the year, you think about from today, the planting cycle, getting ready to put the crop in the ground, our customers are faced with multiple decisions throughout the year. Complex products, complex farming applications, fields to take care of the crop after it's planted, to harvest the crop, then to get the fields ready, and then to really make sense of all of what just came off the field and get ready for the following year. There's a lot of complexity in agriculture. And as our farms get larger, that complexity gets greater. So what we've taken now is rolled out this strategy of John Deere FarmSight. And we're going to put John Deere FarmSight, all of our products will be and solutions will be introduced under three pillars. The first, I've already mentioned a little bit about machine optimization. It's already started. If you think about 2011, every one of our 8R tractors that's being shipped out of the factory in the U.S. and Canada today with Interim Tier 4 engines have standard equipment, JD Link. JD Link is a good tool to monitor the health of that machine, the location of that machine, what's happening with the machine. And so a little EKG chart there next to the tractor gives you an indication. And there's opportunities to optimize how that machine is used. Next, as our growers continue to get larger, the need to manage the logistics on the farm becomes even greater. Machines communicating to each other in the field. And finally, I've mentioned a bit about making agronomic decisions. Part of the reason that precision farming applications are not do not have a higher adoption rate is the complexity that it takes. Our aim is to make that an easier job in the future. And you can kind of see helping out the grower there. We expect there to be some trusted advisors, one of those being our John Deere dealers, one of them being the crop consultants, ag service input providers. So all this is enabled by telematics, and I'll not spend a lot of time on this slide, but just to let you know, there are many areas today we already provide for the capabilities with JD Link, and they will grow in the future. Our aim is to first start with making the machine productive, keeping the machine health at the highest uptime that we can, managing fleets, and eventually getting into prognostics. Another key point, though, is many growers today are not in the tractor cab. They have multiple fleets of machines, and they want to manage their businesses from the office. Our aim is to make that user experience that's in the tractor cab the same that's in the office. The capability to wirelessly communicate what is on the display in the tractor cab, to be able to take in the office any work order. And we have that today with some of our commercial spray applications, to take a work order and take it to the tractor cab or the combine cab or the sprayer cab and take that out to the machine. Likewise, getting information back wirelessly from the cab to the home office or the wireless device. And then at all times, having remote supportability, again, enabling the efficiency of the products. So, a few benefits. There's a few things that will really stand out. One is the easy and accessibility of the technology. You can kind of see a mobile device there, and also in your packets, information that comes out on the smartphones to understand what's going on with the product. A real key way that John Deere will differentiate is through integrated technologies, integrated wireless solutions. It's no secret we produce the machines. We're going to produce the technology that is integrated with the machines and not be a bolt-on solution. The solutions that are brought to the market will be intelligent. A key point next is it will be supported by our dealer channel. We're today getting our dealer channel ready for this new area of technology, and they will play a critical role in the success of John Deere FarmSight. And finally, we will provide global solutions. One item there is to the right in the middle of the page is a solution that we've been working diligently on, had machines out in the field last fall, and that's the synchronization of a combine unloading with a tractor and a grain cart. That just maximizes the efficiency where the combine driver takes over control of the tractor, whether it speeds up or slows down, whether it turns right or left. Unloading on the go is maximized, and whether we have challenges with quality labor to be able to drive that grain cart, that problem is now simplified. So I'm going to summarize and take some questions here, but some critical pieces of the John Deere farm site strategy. You can see in the pictorial here the customer sitting behind his desktop, able to see what's going on with his operation. And so it will be critical that this is integrated in a comprehensive vision across our whole suite of products, and also being supported by our John Deere dealer. And products have started to roll out with JD Link. We'll continue to introduce new products and solutions throughout the remainder of 2011 and on into the future.